Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks police have identified the victim of a suspected homicide. They say 44-year-old Jose Alfonso Cifuentes Morales was found dead in the road in the area of 3rd Avenue and Hall Street at 12:24 a.m. yesterday. Police spokeswoman Yumi McCullough says officers responded to the area after receiving a report of a disturbance and a man down.
We're not releasing any manner of which he was killed, but it was not a hit and run, and we are considering it a homicide. Right now, we're not publicly discussing possible suspects, but the public should be aware that there's dangerous person or persons that pose a threat to the members of our community, and to call 911 in the event they have any possible suspect information.
McCullough adds that police are posting photos of Morales, who went by the nickname Shorty and was a Fairbanks resident, in hope of generating new information for investigators. A man overdue on a snow machine trip to a remote cabin has been found dead. Alaska State Troopers report that 66-year-old Danny Maroney of Anchorage was on a day trip to his Squintna area cabin Monday and reported missing yesterday. Troopers say a helicopter dispatched to look for Maroney located him and his snow machine Tuesday afternoon near the confluence of the Yentna and Susitna rivers. Troopers say foul play is not suspected, but an investigation is ongoing and Maroney's body was transferred to the state medical examiner. President Donald Trump has signed a bill repealing federal limits on predator hunting in Alaska's national wildlife refuges. Alaska Public Media reports that the bill's House sponsor, Congressman Don Young, says the Statehood Act and other measures make it clear Alaska has the right to manage hunting across the state.
This was a matter of law, and that's the reason I'm so adamant about it. It was an encroachment upon the state of Alaska.
Opponents, especially the Humane Society of the United States, wanted to prevent certain methods of killing bears and wolves on refuges, such as killing the animals in their dens. The Alaska Board of Game does not usually allow that, but state law gives it authority to okay the practice. Young says the next battle will be getting the federal government to respect the repeal.
I've already heard from Fish and Wildlife, said we're not going to change. Well, we'll see about that. There's a new sheriff in town, so we'll see.
The National Park Service still has a predator hunting rule like the one repealed Monday. The rule, which applies to Alaska's national preserves, is being challenged in court. A visiting archaeologist speaks tonight in Fairbanks on his theory about why Viking culture died out in Greenland in the Middle Ages. Hunter College New York professor Thomas McGovern has spent decades excavating ruins in Greenland, unraveling a story of demise he suspects was climate change driven. In an online video about his theory, McGovern says as the climate cooled, Vikings shifted away from farming and developed an efficient technique for herding and killing seals in fjords, but it depended on calm seas.
Somewhere around 1430, 1435, somewhere in there, you have this flip over takes place in storminess, and you go from having a calm mill pond like North Atlantic to one which is like today, or even worse. So you think about what you're seeing here is, sooner or later, a big storm's going to come in at the wrong time.
McGovern says the Viking seal harvest relied on large numbers of people traveling offshore in small vessels.
These people have survived by adapting, by specializing, by going this direction, down this road, being really good communal seal hunters. But that very successful adaptation is making them vulnerable.
McGovern says Viking society in Greenland, which consisted of a few thousand people, likely suffered catastrophic losses in a large storm. McGovern speaks tonight at West Valley High School. His visit is made possible by the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the National Park Service. I'm Dan Bross.